The word for them, as in I see them, is ze. So we have a lot of meanings for ze, don't we? So it's she, they, and them. So how would you say, I'm working with them today?
Ik werk vandaag met ze.
Ik werk vandaag met ze, or ik werk met ze vandaag. It depends whether you want to stress the today or the with them. How would you say, he's not working with them?
Hij werkt niet met hem. Met ze.
Met ze. Hij werkt niet met ze. How would you say, I couldn't work with her?
Ik kon niet met haar werken.
Ik kon niet met haar werken. How would you say, we couldn't help them?
We konden niet ze helpen.
No. It's about the not helping this time. We couldn't help them.
We konden ze niet helpen.
We konden ze niet helpen. Now, I am is...
Ik ben.
Ik ben. And he is...
Hij is.
Hij is. It is.
Het is.
Het is. So is, isn't it? And the good news is that was is was. And the same applies to I, you, he, she, and it. And you, formal or informal. So again, all the individuals just was, was. This a sound, the start, yeah? How would you say, I was there yesterday?
Ik was gisteren daar.
Okay, ik was gisteren daar, or you can say, ik was daar gisteren. In these short sentences, you can say it either way, depending on the stress. But in general, the rule in Dutch is that time comes before place. How would you say, you were not there, were you? Because it's I was, but it's also you was, and u was, and het was. Okay, so you were sounds a bit funny, doesn't it? But of course it's just the same as I, which is?
Je was.
Je was, that's right. So you weren't there, were you?
Je was niet daar, hè?
Je was niet daar, hè? Or, perfectly okay, je was daar niet, hè? How would you say, he was there yesterday, but it wasn't ready?
Hij was gisteren daar, maar het was niet klaar.
Hij was gisteren daar, maar het was niet klaar. How would you say, she was in America, but he couldn't come?
Ze was in Amerika.
Very good. And can we have it as she was as well now?
Ze was in Amerika.
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 Yes. But he couldn't come.
Maar hij kon niet komen.
Good. Zij was in Amerika, maar hij kon niet komen. How would you say, where were you?
Waar was je?
Waar was je? And how would you say, and where were you?
And... Waar was jij?
And waar was jij? And where was she would be?
Waar was haar?
That's her. She
waar
is.
Waar was ze?
And stressed would be?
Waar was zij?
Waar was zij? How would you say, you were at home, weren't you? Home is...
Yeah, I know home, I'm trying to remember what at is.
At, t, in front of the home. Thuis.
Je was thuis, hey?
Je was thuis, hey? How would you say, why weren't you at home?
Waarom was je niet thuis?
Thuis.
Thuis.
Waarom was je niet thuis? How would you say, we couldn't find you because you weren't at home?
We konden je niet vinden.
Let me hear that beginning again.
We konden je niet vinden.
Because you weren't at home.
Maar je was...
That would be but.
Want je was niet thuis.
We konden je niet vinden, want je was niet thuis. Perfect example of using want, because it's easier.
And want would not trigger the verb.
That's right.
Whereas omdat would.
Yes, absolutely.